This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As COVID-19 cases are on the rise in America, Dr. Marty McCary from Johns Hopkins University tells Fox News lockdowns could do more harm than good.
As far back as June 30th, calling for a stay-at-home order nationwide, that's what Dr. Zeke Emanuel called for. Look, it's easy to talk in a hypothetical, and I hope Dr. Osterholm, I hope he's talking in hypothetical terms and not in terms of the actual policy, because we have seen the public health consequences of shutdowns to be worse than the actual virus itself.
There have been 10.5 million COVID cases in America. As Iran expands its nuclear ambitions, the Saudi Arabian king is asking the world to take a decisive stance against the regime. The kingdom stresses the dangers of Iran's regional project, its interference in other countries, its fostering of terrorism, its fanning the flames of sectarianism, and calls for a decisive stance from the international community. USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Jeffrey Toobin has been fired by The New Yorker following an investigation into last month's incident in which he exposed himself and other improprieties on a work Zoom call. Toobin announced his dismissal in a tweet on Wednesday. A spokesman for The New Yorker also confirmed Toobin's firing to Variety. The spokesperson said, as a result of our investigation, Jeffrey Toobin is no longer affiliated with the company. Russia has claimed on Wednesday its Sputnik V vaccine is 92% effective at preventing people from COVID-19. Russia also said the results were based on a small number of trials volunteers who had contracted COVID-19. On Monday, Pfizer said their shot, developed under President Trump's Operation Warp Speed, is more than 90% effective. Russia registered their vaccine for public use in August, the first country to do so, ahead of the start of large-scale trials in September. Tonight's Thursday night football game pits Philip Rivers and the Indianapolis Colts against the Titans in Music City, Tennessee. 8:20 p.m. Eastern is kickoff on Fox. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Major League Baseball picks the Cy Young Award winners for last year's best performers on the mound. USA Radio News' Dan Araki has the details.
Major League Baseball announced the winners of the 2020 Cy Young Awards Wednesday for the top pitchers of the year. Cleveland's Shane Bieber was unanimously named the AL winner. Bieber led the majors in ERA and strikeouts and shared the league lead for wins with the Cubs' Yu Darvish. In the National League, Trevor Bauer became the Cincinnati Reds' first ever Cy Young winner, capping a season where he led the NL in ERA and was vital in the Reds, clinching their first playoff spot since 2013. The most valuable player in both leagues will be announced on Thursday. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Denton True Cy Young was born in 1867 and was a Major League Baseball pitcher born in Gilmore, Ohio. He started his career with the Cleveland Spiders back in 1890. Chipotle is changing the way some operations work. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
Chipotle is bringing its first digital-only restaurant to the area near the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. The restaurant will be located just south of Highland Falls, New York. It'll offer pickup and delivery when it opens on Saturday. Chipotle says orders will be picked up in a lobby that makes a person feel like they're in an actual restaurant. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
There's a total of 2,680 Chipotle locations in the United States as of October 2020. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Independent. This is Bill Martinez.
After the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. Also special to have Dr. Jerome Corsi back with us. We've got so much to catch up on. Jerome, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. It's always good to be with you. Thank you.
Well, so much to talk about. Congratulations, by the way, on your podcast and all the success you're having, you know, to, you know, contribute to a truthful narrative that our nation has been rather anemic. You know, thank you very much. The abrogation of the responsibility of the mainstream media.
Well, our CorsiNation.com, my website and podcast, has just been on fire. It's growing leaps and bounds. And we're going to be shortly here also broadcasting on America's Voice Network. And they're the ones that produce the Steve Bannon show, The War Room.
Right.
So I'm going to start being on TV as well as on the Internet, because they're on Apple TV and a number of other platforms, Roku, et cetera.
Right.
So the show is just expanding tremendously, and thank you very much, CorsiNation.com.
Well, check it out. All right, let's get down to the topics at hand. You reported on this, boy, it just seems like, you know, months ago, but the warning was there with the problem with mail-in voting. And, of course, we're seeing all the shenanigans. Here we are a week plus going into the second week of not even knowing who the president is. You know, already some indications of states that were called earlier are now flipping, because we're getting some, you know, some truthful reporting and vote counting that's taking place. But this is going to take some time, and we, you know, people need to stay calm and let us get through the process, right?
Well, I agree. I think first I want to tell people that I think it's 100% certain that Donald Trump has a clear path to win. And what you're going to start seeing, and by the way, I did write about this in June. We talked about it back then, Bill, when I wrote that book, The Plan to Remove Donald Trump from the Presidency. And I predicted this would be the end move, the voter fraud, the end move in what would be ultimately a coup attempt, a continuing coup.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been right. It has been a continuing coup, and it's still going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying it's not going to succeed, but now the first thing you're going to see with the mail-in voting fraud, and also, by the way, massive computer fraud
in
this electronic voting, which is switching votes, and the entire computer system is compromised. We'll be able to demonstrate that in a couple of days. But what you're
real quick on that, too, regarding the software, the Communist Chinese are involved with that?
Well, the Communist Chinese, the reality is fairly frightening, is that these electronic voting systems do not reside in the United States. The votes are all settled outside the United States. And the voting machines electronically are all, the whole system, all the ones used, including this Dominion system, are really architected by the same kinds of people who do the slot machines in casinos, and that you can change the payoffs of the slot machines, you can change the payoffs in the voting counts with a keyboard, never entering the system, just by the ways they've rigged it so that you can just recalibrate the machine, can run algorithms, how many votes do we need here to win, and then you can switch them around and create them in the computer, just like a casino slot machine.
Mm-hmm.
The casino can program and say, we're going to increase or we're going to minimize payoffs right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they become variable payoffs. Payoffs are very much like vote counts.
Exactly.
And so mm-hmm. the same kind of technology. And what we've done is creating an electronic voting system we think was going to count the votes more accurately. And all we did was give the casino, namely the criminals, today the Democratic Party, the ability to control the voting machines and decide who wins elections by changing votes.
Exactly. How much evidence to that fact do we have?
Massive evidence. We have someone who is a computer genius and expert that spent about $1 million proving it. And I've seen the evidence, so I'm going to do podcasts on it maybe even later today, and we will be able to present that on CourseNation.com.
Mm-hmm.
But it's absolutely incontrovertible evidence. It's been thoroughly researched. I have examples I can show you on television where they're talking on television. There's a certain number of votes, and suddenly 500 go from Trump, and that same 500 something or other, the same exact number appeals, appears instantaneously in the Biden total. You can actually see the voting switching happening mm-hmm. on television. And we have clips of that. I can demonstrate it. And we know that that's how the computers are working, and that's how the algorithms are run. And then I've got information on how every one of these systems operates, where the servers are, and what the software looks like,
mm-hmm.
and how we don't need to do an inventory. I've got it already, and we'll be making it public. We're starting to make it public already today. Key people have been briefed on it. And I've worked with Sidney Powell for a long time, known her for many years, and
mm-hmm.
And Sidney Powell will have all this information, Rudy Giuliani. They're in the process. They've been given it, and they'll get briefings on it. But the information's in hand, and we can prove, with ironclad certainly, that the Dominion system and these other electronic voting systems are completely rigged, and we can demonstrate how the votes were switched.
Wow. The American voters got worked, Jerome. I mean, what you're looking at is 70, I mean, this is so massive. I mean, at the end of the day, you're talking 70 million plus votes got invalidated. I mean, when you
run
the numbers, right? I mean, is that fair?
That's fair. Let me tell you a couple things here, Bill, that are going to happen. Number one, you're going to start to see, following, for instance, Real Clear Politics, you're going to start to see states where the voting fraud is getting contested in the courts or there's recounts, and you're going to see them taken out of Biden's column.
Mm-hmm.
So Biden is very quickly here going to have under 270 electoral votes. He's going to have like about 253, and then it'll go down from there.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not even going to be able to be called by the media, which is completely propaganda. It has,
right.
You know, said that
President-elect.
He's not.
Mm-hmm.
The president-elect is determined on December 14th when the Electoral College votes. Until then, we don't have a president-elect. And in fact, the Constitution and the U.S. Code provides for between the election day, November 3rd, and when the Electoral College meets on December 14th, this to be a period where everything is contested. So we're in a normal period. This is what
right.
the Constitution and laws were made so this period could happen. Okay? Now, there are two things that make it very important to understand. First of all, the electors are picked.
I'll tell you what, Jerome. I want to give you time to get into this. We're close to a break. Let's go to break,
okay,
and we'll come back and pick it up from there. That way people can continue to follow us, because this is so critical and so important.
Yes.
I'm Bill Martinez.
Yes.
We're with Dr. Jerome Corsi, and more from Jerome after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
God is using the needs brought on by COVID-19 to open doors in Thailand and deepen relationships with people seeking hope. Gospel workers paid weekly visits to a couple they have shared Christ with for 10 years to assist with routine tasks and applications for government assistance. They gifted their friends with audio equipment and an invitation to listen to life's answers as they continue to explore Jesus. God is using these friendships for the gospel. And it's exciting to realize that several years before God opened the door to broadcast the gospel in Thailand, He was laying the groundwork. It's a reminder of the importance of building long-term relationships with the people we want Jesus to rescue.
To read more stories of how the Tide Ministry, boots on the ground in Thailand, are building relationships and encouraging more seekers to embrace Jesus as their Savior, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Bill Martinez, live.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Dr. Jerome Corsi is with us from CorsiNation.com, and our conversation continues. Jerome, as you were explaining to us, between November 3rd through the 14th of November, this is a period of contestation where we challenge everything, make sure the numbers are there before the electoral votes are counted and the president-elect is officially announced. But I wonder, even with the 14th, I mean, we're so close to it, and the fraud here we're talking about is so massive. Oh, yeah, December 14th. Oh,
December
I'm sorry.
14th. We've
December
got 5 14th. Weeks.
Oh, okay. All right.
5
okay.
weeks.
All right. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I missed, okay.
And also, there's some other safeguards in the Constitution. Let me explain them to you. First of all, the electors are picked by the state legislatures, according to Article 2 of the Constitution. The state legislatures actually pick the winner of the election. I mean, and they pick the electors. Now, according to the Constitution, this was actually discussed in the Supreme Court case Bush v. Gore in the 2000 recount. Supreme Court says that the power of the state legislators to pick the electors is plenary. It's full. It can't be abridged.
Right.
But by tradition, they've allowed whichever candidate won the popular vote in the state for president to have their electors go to the Electoral College. But the state doesn't have to do that. The state legislature can say, we're not going to do that this year. State legislature at any time can take the power back and do it a different way. The state legislature could say, you know, by the way, we think this election was fraudulent. We don't have all the court cases decided, but we are not going to put the Biden electors forward. We're going to put the Trump electors forward.
Mm.
Or we're going to put together forward electors who won't certify the election. Now, the Republican Party controls the state legislatures. We control like 29 state legislatures. The Republican Party controls state legislatures in Pennsylvania. They control them, even though Pennsylvania is a Democratic governor, in Wisconsin, in Michigan, in Georgia, in Arizona and Nevada, and the list goes on.
Oh, wow.
So
yeah.
Those state legislatures don't have to put the Biden slate forward if they believe there was fraud. And it's being organized, what's being called a Jericho March 20, like, you know, the walls of Jericho.
Yes, right, huh? Yes.
With Joshua blowing the trumpets and all.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the evangelical community, and really a Christian Jewish community of believers in God, have organized massive between now and the 14th of December when the Electoral College meets. They're going to organize rallies circling the state legislatures, arguing and saying the state legislatures must not allow a fraudulent election to go. Do not select the slates of electors for Biden. And if this works, and by the way, there's also going to be a brand new social media platform as opposed to Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And it was created independently. It's called Trumpet.
Yes,
so we're
wow.
Going to have, mm-hmm. We have mm-hmm. Joshua March 20 around
perfect,
the state
yeah.
legislatures, and then the social media platform is Trumpet. Well, this was independent, but of course Joshua blew the trumpet.
So, yes,
I mean,
of course.
This is all, so we're
wow.
going to be organizing millions of people
mm-hmm.
to be persuading the state legislatures not to go forward with the slate of Biden electors. And that can happen. Now, secondly, if even one state says we can't certify the election, well, it's going to go to the Supreme Court, of course, or if the state legislatures put in the Trump electors, the Democrats will take it to the Supreme Court.
Of course.
And the Supreme Court will say this election may be just so messed up that we may never know who got what or who won. And the remedy for that in the Constitution is that when the electors cannot decide who won, it goes to Congress to pick the president and vice president. The House picks the president, and the Senate picks the vice president. All in Article 2.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Nancy Pelosi said, that's great. We'll just pick Biden because we've got the majority of the House of Representatives. But Nancy Pelosi didn't read the Constitution. The Constitution says each state gets one delegate in the vote for president.
Mm-hmm.
So California may have all these Democratic members of the House of Representatives. It may be 44 million people in population.
Right.
Got one delegate. Wyoming may have under a million people, very few House of Representative members. Gets one mm-hmm. delegate. The Republicans control 26 of the 50 state delegations in the House of Representatives. The Democrats control only 23. and one is split between one Republican representative of the House and one Democratic representative of the House in that state. So we control the voting in the House of Representatives for president. And Trump can easily be elected if it's contested in the House of Representatives. In the Senate, we have the majority. And by the way, if it takes beyond, if the new Congress is in, which comes in on January 3rd, and the vote of the Senate and the House is after that, we actually are going to have 30 state houses under control of the Republicans.
Exactly.
And I think we'll have a clear two or three vote majority of the Senate. The Senate votes by majority vote, because, of course, there's two senators for each state, and you can't say there's a delegation, et cetera. So the entire 100 members of the Senate vote, and we have a majority of the members. So I think you've got a remedy here, which is one that most people don't understand. But this is a safeguard. If the Democrats try to keep the contest in the courts going beyond December 14th and try to get these faulty counts for Biden, where we know there's fraud, verified by the electors, they're going to fail, because the states don't have to put in Biden's electors, even if Biden wins the popular vote in that state.
Exactly.
And we're going to have millions in the streets, millions out there.
Yes.
Trump's going to start, I think he's going to start rallies again. And we're going to have the cars with the Trump flags and the highways caravans. We're going to have the boats out again.
Yes.
And we're going to be circling the state legislatures, and the state legislatures are going to be saying, be told, don't ruin your career, because there's millions of evangelicals, believers in God, Christians and Jews, who are going to say, you'll ruin your political career if you put forward a Biden slate with faulty voting. We know there was fraud. We may not be able to determine exactly how much fraud. We don't care. We're not letting a criminal trick have the presidency of the United States. We've got constitutional safeguards. We're going to use them.
Well, to your point in all this, there is lots of smoke, and my prayer has continually been, Jerome, is that there would be some key thread that would be pulled back, that would grab this veil and just fully expose this for what it is. I mean, we have a lot of, there's a lot of affidavits. I mean, you know, the mainstream media didn't want to hear the affidavits that the White House was presenting. He was presenting this morning, and they ignored that and cut her off. And the cancel culture is running amok. But I'm telling you, they're setting themselves up, because the Christians, evangelical community, and other fair-minded American citizens, they want justice, and they want a free and fair election. And the evidence, is, as you say, is so overwhelming. But I think we need to pick, that under that 80-20 principle, we need to pick the 20% that's going to make that 80% difference, that is going to shut the mouths of the social media engineers and the mainstream media in such a way that they just cannot ignore the obvious interference brought to you by the Democratic Party, the social media giants, and the mainstream media. And let's also include the communist Chinese that have been heavily involved in this as well.
We're fighting back. Nobody's waiting. Nobody is saying this whole idea, why doesn't Donald Trump concede? There is nothing in the Constitution about concession.
No.
They're trying to rush to judgment because they know they committed crimes, and they know we're coming to catch them.
Right. And they're still counting votes, without a doubt. Well, we got to leave it there. Dr. Jerome Corsi, best-selling author, founder, CEO of CorsiNation.com. That's where you want to go to be in the flow of the know. Jerome, as always, appreciate the time. Take care. Godspeed.
Godspeed, Bill. Thank you.
This report is brought to you by Eli Lilly and Company. Raise your hand if you use Lilly insulin and struggle to afford your monthly prescription and are enrolled in Medicare Part D, have a high-deductible insurance plan, or don't have health insurance at all. If your hand is raised, Lilly wants to help. Lilly has solutions that can help make life easier for you. Lilly launched Insulin Affordability, Learn, Act, Share, to encourage people using Lilly insulin to learn about their affordability options, to act by calling the Lilly Diabetes Solutions Center, and to share this important information with others. People with or without commercial insurance can buy Lilly Insulins today for $35 per monthly prescription at a retail pharmacy. And this fall, seniors can enroll in Medicare Part D plans that provide a $35 copay starting in January. Raise your hand and visit insulinaffordability.com or call 1-833-808-1234 Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Although mainstream media and Joe Biden have claimed victory, zero votes have been certified from any state. USA Radio News is not calling the presidential race until all legal challenges are resolved. Taking a look at the Senate, the Republicans hold a narrow lead, 50-48. So how important is Georgia's Senate runoff in January? Republican Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana tells Fox News the ramifications
of the Democratic Party gets in control, controlling both the Senate and the House. You have nothing to worry about unless you are a taxpayer, a business owner, a parent, a gun owner, a cop, a person of faith, or an unborn baby.
November 18th is the earliest someone living in Georgia can request a mail-in ballot. The runoff will be January 5th. Tropical Storm Ada continues to weaken and won't be a problem in Florida today. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. DeRoy Murdoch is over there, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy, how are we doing, buddy?
Well, you know, I've been better, but I've been worse. You know, obviously the campaign didn't turn out exactly like we had hoped, but as far as I'm concerned, the campaign goes on, the election goes on, and certainly the counting and recounting and challenging litigation continue.
Well, you know, there are certain things that we can be thankful for, and that is a government of for by we the people. Due process still is part of the mix, and we've got to make sure every vote counts in the midst of all the shenanigans that are coming out that we knew even on election night, DeRoy. The numbers just didn't match up, and you're sitting there going, wait a minute, how does this happen? How does a former vice president, a non-iconic figure who ran his campaign out of his basement, somehow garner more votes than an iconic first black president, Barack Obama? How is that possible?
I don't know how that's possible. Look, I mean, it was obviously a very contentious race. There's a lot of interest among both people who are pro Donald J. Trump and people who are anti Donald J. Trump. But you know, we've seen this like the old Elton John song. I can tell by the silent lines you're reciting, I've seen that movie too. Right. I've seen this before, where a Republican at election night, when you go to sleep, is ahead, and you wake up, his numbers start falling and falling and falling, and before long, guess what? They find enough Democrat votes, the Democrat wins. We've seen this in election and House races in 2018. We've seen this elsewhere. And you never find, oh, wow, we found a batch of Republican ballots, just right. A box that rolled in out of the back of somebody's truck. You know, whenever they find a batch of ballots, oh, my God, they're 80, 90, 100% for Joe Biden. I mean, we see this over and over again. And we've got now not just rumors or a Facebook post, but actual affidavits signed by people under penalty of perjury, asserting all sorts of things from observers being kept out of counting rooms to the paper, the windows at the Detroit counting room covered over with paper so people couldn't see inside, a literal assault on transparency. In Nevada, there's a Las Vegas, there's a witnesses said she actually saw people coming in with blank ballots, going into a Biden campaign van, filling them out, and then just throwing them in bags and taking them into the accounting center in Las Vegas. Dead people voting, people who relocated voting, underage voters voting, or underage kids voting, underage 18, and on and on and on. Mm-hmm. And my understanding is there's something like, I believe I heard this last night, 1,100 incident reports of unusual behavior, 11,000 incident reports. That's according to the RNC Chairman Ronna McDaniel, and 500 affidavits so far and counting. So this isn't just, you know, one isolated episode here and one anecdote there. I mean, we're getting actual affidavits signed by people under penalty of perjury, and this is growing and getting uglier by the day. And that's unfortunate, but it gives me hope that at the end of this process, either Donald J. Trump will be reelected, or if he's not, and if Joe Biden is elected, we'll see how ugly the process was on the part of Democrats to put him into the White House.
Yeah, without a doubt. But meanwhile, we're having to go through the mess of it all. I mean, to the point that the lieutenant governor of Texas is offering he's offering money, a bounty for people to come forth. I can't remember the exact amount, $1,000, I think, something like that, to come forward and offer your testimony about any discrepancy that you may have witnessed. I mean, there was a mail carrier in Pennsylvania, reportedly recants allegations. Boy, they're all over this one. Allegations on ballot tampering, but he meets up with James O'Keefe at Veritas and goes, "I didn't recant anything." I mean, this is, you know, this is what they want to say. But here he is, a whistleblower. They put him on time out. He's on non-paid leave, you know, from the post office for, reporting on things that he observed.
Yeah, I did hear that he recanted, and then according to Project Veritas, he actually did not recant his story. I think certainly at this point something needs to be done immediately, which is anybody who's a whistleblower who comes forward needs to have his job protected, pension protected, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. These people need to have the full shield of the whistleblower laws so that they don't lose their positions or lose any pay, et cetera. That needs to be done today so that people across the country who may have something to say will not be intimidated into silence, which I think was the example of this gentleman in Pennsylvania.
Exactly. And this is, again, where this all lies, DeRoy, it's at the feet of the Democrats. As you said, it's not Republicans raising people from the dead and raising Democrats who died and caused them to now vote Republican. It's the other way around. And this is something that's anecdotally been joked about. Our good friend down in Broward County, Florida, Ed Pizzoli, who worked in Chicago, he said, we always had to wait until the cemetery vote came in. And, you know, and that's just one of those anecdotal, you know, bits of comedy, but the fact of the matter is that it disqualifies and it puts at contest our free and fair our electoral process.
No, this is very true. I believe former Congressman Charles Rangel of New York said that when he passes away, he wants to be buried in Chicago so he can remain politically active.
We laugh about it, but
it's really not funny when you have an election and you actually do have dead people voting. I think in Nevada you had not only dead people voting, you had dead people registering to vote after they died and then voting. So they were dead yet had enough energy to register and then go vote. And no, it's not funny. It's horrible and it's awful. Yes. And by the way, this entire mess, the whole mess, 100% of this is the fault of the Democrats. They're the ones who insisted on this mass mail-in ballot nonsense. They're the ones who insist that we can't have voter ID. They're the ones who insist that we can't have signature verification. The Democrats are the ones who say we in Vegas or in Clark County to lower the matching standard between the on-file signatures and the signatures on ballot envelopes from a 50% match down to a 40% match. Why on earth would you do that? They're the ones who block people, Republican observers, from coming into the counting rooms. Democrats have been able to walk into counting rooms in Republican-held counties and jurisdictions are more than welcome to come in and watch. Only Republicans are the ones who are being told, get the hell out of here.
Exactly.
So over and over and over, you see the Democrats, from the beginning of laying out this mess through the execution of Election Day and the count thereafter up until today, over and over, repeatedly, holistically, and entirely it's the Democrats creating this mess, not the Republicans.
Without a doubt. And I thought it was quite galling. What was it? Pennsylvania stopped, right? They stopped counting, what, at 10 o'clock? And it was all a ploy to get the Republicans out of the room. And as soon as the Republicans were out of the room, they told the Democrats to come back in, and they continued on with the counting.
Unbelievable. I mean, that's just sick. And why on earth? Please tell me the innocent explanation for that. If there's an innocent explanation for doing that, I would love to hear it. And maybe it exists. I can't think what it is. If there is an innocent explanation for that, not a nefarious explanation, I'm dying to hear it, and so is the entire nation.
Without a doubt. And then, you know, here it is in these different precincts in that they're destroying the envelopes in which the ballots came in. So you have no way to tell when for sure that ballot did come in. Can we verify signatures? I mean, this is evidence that's all being destroyed right now. And I mean, if you heard any kind of directive from the courts or anybody saying, look, do not throw away envelopes, don't throw. I mean, here we are in this contentious situation. This is all evidence, and it's all being thrown aside in these election boards in these Democratic-controlled states primarily are, claiming on one hand that they're following the rules, that they haven't done anything illegal, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, this is like Andrew McCabe before the Senate one more time.
Yeah, absolutely. I know that Justice Alito stepped in, I believe, on Friday and told the Pennsylvania authorities to separate the ballots that came in after Election Day versus the ones that came in before, and there's some debate about whether the Pennsylvania Supreme Court had the power to contradict the legislature and allow ballots to come in after Election Day in violation of Pennsylvania law. The U.S. Supreme Court may end up adjudicating that, I suppose. So Alito said keep the post-Election Day ballots in a separate pile. I wish he'd said that Tuesday night or Wednesday morning rather than Friday. Be that as it may. I don't know if any of those were separated or just the ones from his order onward. My guess is a lot of those ballots have been mixed in with the rest and now can't be segregated post facto. I don't know. But there ought to be, you're right. I think the U.S. Supreme Court should say, look, all evidence, all ballots, all envelopes, all postmarks need to stay in place. Nothing can be touched, destroyed, or set aside until after this is settled. Because right, this is exact potential evidence of wrongdoing, and it may
without a doubt. Yeah, exactly.
The clues we need to try to sort it out after a decision's been made.
Got to go to break. More from DeRoy after this. Stay with us.
Who needs a 15-year mortgage when you can get Network Capital's historically low 30-year fixed rate at 2.25% with an APR of 2.27%? You'll never have to refinance again. Network Capital is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.25% with a 2.27% APR and with no origination fees or discount points. That's right, zero zip zilch. Network Capital has a reputation for saving people time and money with our efficient process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. These are historically low rates, so refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding Corporation now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-87. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Before the top of the hour, our conversation with DeRoy Murdoch continues. DeRoy is a Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy, the process, due process here, over 70 million people voted for President Trump, Vice President Biden. Biden says he's going to be a uniter. One moment, he says he wants to bring the country together, and the next minute he's saying he wants to have the president arrested. What?
Well, we have that comment, and then we've got, I think something just got started called the Trump Accountability Project, in which anybody who, quote unquote, helped the president, whatever that means, I guess you mm-hmm. would be on this list,
yes.
Would be on a list where employers could take a look, and if you were helpful to President Trump, employers would be encouraged, if not pressured, not to hire people. I mean, this is a 1950s Joe McCarthy-style blacklist. These are same Democrats who complain about McCarthyism and the Hollywood 10 and the blacklist. And here they're literally talking about creating a nationwide blacklist of people who either worked on the Trump campaign or worked for him in the White House or what have you, or maybe those of us in the punditocracy who support him. And the idea is that they're going to make it impossible for us to earn our livings and pay our bills. I mean, this is disgusting. And this is from the people who say they want to cool it temperature and promote civil discourse and bring the country together, and at the same time they want to take those of us in the pro-Trump again about half the country and make it impossible for us to work again. I mean, this is really sick. It's totalitarian, and it has nothing to do with bringing the country together post-election, no matter how this turns out.
It's not part of their DNA, DeRoy. I mean, for years now, decades. I mean, and especially exercised during the Obama-Biden era, the cancel culture, it was like, look at, you know, the president said at the time, you know, elections have consequences, and so lead, follow, get the hell out of the way, forget about this we the people thing and the Constitution. We were going to force you to do this, even though President Obama said, look at, I can't do that. I don't have legal standing to do it. But then he goes and does it.
Yes. And he said, I don't have the constitutional authority to do DACA unilaterally. So then he went ahead and did it unilaterally. Amazing. And I guess the U.S. Supreme Court said, well, he didn't have the authority to do it, but what the hell, let's keep the law in place, I mean, which is just astonishing. I think that was John Roberts' decision.
Well, of course.
Serves.
And part of the reason, John Roberts, thank you very much, that we're all mired in this ACA thing, because he decided to get proactive in that and help out the Obama administration when they told everybody all along, another one of the lies, this is not a tax, it's not a tax. And they go to the Supreme Court and Roberts says, oh, yeah, it's a tax. No, yeah, it's not a tax. No.
What he did was decide the Obamacare case. Basically, okay, you guys didn't use this argument, but if you had to use this argument, then it would be okay. It would be like if you were pulled over by a cop, and the cop said, why are you speeding? And he said, because I like to go fast. And he said, well, let's assume you'd said that you need to get home because your kid has diabetes and needs insulin. And if you'd said that, that would be okay, so I'm going to let you go. That's right. Basically what John Roberts did.
Right.
And in this Pennsylvania case, what he's done, again, he tries very hard. He's a total politician. He doesn't want the Supreme Court to be tainted by politics. So he decided, okay, let's not make a decision in the Pennsylvania case. Maybe there'll be a landslide. It won't be a problem. Well, guess what? It is a problem. And now the Supreme Court very likely will have to step in when it really makes a difference. And whatever decision it makes, people are going to be upset saying the Supreme Court is a political body rather than a judicial body.
Exactly.
By doing that, he's now going to get themselves into more trouble than if they simply had said the Pennsylvania Supreme Court got ahead of itself and Pennsylvania statute is superior. If it had done that, a lot of people said, okay, that's a fair decision before the election. No, it decided to kick the ball into the post-election, and here we are, and now we're going to get a Bush v. Gore-type decision with the whole world watching and with the Supreme Court having to make what will be essentially a very political decision. So in an effort to keep the Supreme Court apolitical, he's now made it hyper-political for this at least the second or third time maybe more than that in his leadership as
– Exactly.
And
either way, after everything is said and done here, DeRoy, one of these guys is going to be recognized as being illegitimate, don't you think?
Well, it depends. I mean, I think that if we have due process and we go through this process and we hear the affidavits, see these witnesses on camera, be very good to see their faces,
yes,
hear what they say, and we'll all decide: A, are they legitimate? B, are they credible? C, are their allegations valid? And most importantly, D, do they add up enough to make a difference? Now, these things all may add up to a grand total of, let's just say 3,000 votes coast to coast. That won't be enough to save the election for Donald Trump.
Right.
If they add up to 100 or 200, 3,000, you're probably going to have a change in the totals, and it very likely will be a Donald J. Trump reelection. Mm-hmm. But the evidence has to be clear enough so that if that's the case, either case, both sides can say, okay, we heard the evidence, it was all brought out in the open, and we either agree, yes, Joe Biden won the election fair and square, or it was robbed from Donald J. Trump. He won it fair and square. He won four more years. If we don't have that clear enough for both sides to understand, it will be at least totally rancorous for 4 years, if not
right,
4 years of strife, unrest, riots, arson.
Exactly. Well, our culture has gone through this exercise before, whether it's politics, it could be, riots in the street, it could be, a death by police or a murder by police, as they say, and all the facts come out after, everything, all the emotions explode initially, then the facts come out and the general narrative, continues. Hands up, don't shoot. So
yeah,
I don't know,
This is where the media have an absolute vital responsibility. I mean, Fox News is covering this. You and I are talking about it. A lot of other people are not. Now, let's say it comes to the point where we get the evidence, we find out, it was robbed from Trump. Everyone across the country needs to learn about this, so if the decision goes his way ultimately, people say, okay, that was legit. If they sit on this information and then all of a sudden, December 18th, the Supreme Court says, yep, the election goes to Trump, mm-hmm, and people are hearing about this evidence for the first time, this country is going to explode like Hiroshima.
Oh, without a doubt.
If people get the information day by day and they learn, okay, yeah, that's not right, that wasn't fair, that's crooked, ultimately, if this is what the decision is, people are going to say, I voted for Biden, but you're right, it was stolen from Trump. Then the nation stays calm. So the media have to do their jobs. If they don't, they will be complicit in whatever social and sociopolitical explosion erupts at the end of this process, maybe as late as December.
Well, and you intimated this in a recent article about big tech and their involvement with this. And, of course, we're seeing, I mean, we were warned 4 years ago when the CEO of Google in tears said at the evening of the 2016 election announcement of Donald Trump's presidency that this wouldn't happen again, that they were all in. And it seems that what ensued was a cabal between Facebook, Google, and Twitter to make sure that didn't happen. And then we hear of Zuckerberg investing something like $350 million to these, these key state election boards to influence some outcome there. I mean, all this stuff is very suspicious. You know, you say the mainstream media, you got social media, participating. And you and I haven't even begun to talk about the influence of the communist Chinese, through the Confucius Institute and other tentacles and in corporate America. I mean, how does the Democratic Party raise so much money? I mean, that is very suspicious on its face as well.
I think tentacles is a really great word for all this. You've got them coming at us from so many different directions. You've got the Google and Facebook and others who blocked the stories on Hunter Biden. They literally shut down New York Post's Twitter account, the oldest newspaper in the country, founded by none other than Alexander Hamilton. 14, 15 days they couldn't use their Twitter account. They couldn't get that Hunter Biden story out there. Many individual Facebook and Twitter users, I think Twitter users more than Facebook, if they made any mention of the story, they got shut down as well.
Mm-hmm.
Then, as you mentioned, Zuckerberg put up something like $350 million just for certain specific heavily Democratic counties to engage in voter outreach and so on. When you have a private company putting up money for a public function like that, and not saying we're going to do it statewide, everybody in the state gets to benefit, but only these certain six or seven heavily Democrat counties, that creates an instant conflict of interest. If you are the head of elections in Allegheny County, Pennsylvania, and you know that Mark Zuckerberg just put up, $40 million or whatever it is for handling votes there, and you're thinking, well, gee, should I do what Mark Zuckerberg wants or should I do what the state of Pennsylvania's constitution wants? You shouldn't be thinking those things. That shouldn't be crossing your mind at all. But an instant conflict of interest there. That ought to be investigated. And then even President Trump, according to the Media Research Center, I believe between June and August, I believe it was, of this year, he was blocked by his Twitter posts and so on, were blocked 65 times, 65 mm-hmm. times by right. Silicon Valley. Joe Biden, zero.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, just look at the numbers right there and also consider the mainstream media and the reporting of Donald Trump. Again, according to MRC, 92-95% of that which was reported on the president was purposely negative. I mean, come on, give me a break. How does that document history? How does that serve, the mainstream of America to get them to understand what's going on in their government, what's happening with Joe Biden? What about these accusations about, as you say, Hunter Biden and the potential corruption of the Biden family?
Well, it's amazing. I've actually said that I wish we could bring back the days of media bias like we had under Reagan, where the media would tell you what happened, and then they'd tell you why it's a bad thing. But at least you knew what occurred. These days, very often things are completely blocked. For example, a few weeks ago, President Trump brokered and then announced a peace deal between Sudan and Israel. Sudan had been on the State Department list of state sponsors of terrorism for many, many years. They actually hosted Osama bin Laden in the mid-90s when he was busy blowing up our embassies in Tanzania and Kenya.
Yeah, there it is. Roy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. How can they be in touch with you, DeRoy?
Well, if you go to foxnews.com, I have pieces there usually a couple times a week, as well as National Review online, which is nationalreview.com. So just Google my name and any of those things, and my latest op-eds should pop up pretty quickly.
Well, Godspeed, DeRoy. Thank you.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed
designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you a